This is former NBA All-Star Deron Williams, and you're listening to the Volume Shooters Podcast with Mitch and Stan. Take it away, boys.
Porter Jr. inbounds it to Jokic. Almost knocked away. They get the steal. Barnes for the lead. Couldn't punch it. Tipped up.
No!
And in! Will it count? Buddy! Ball! Ball! Game! Run, Buddy, run! Oh. Sacramento with a tip! And get out of town for the victory!
Welcome to Season 4, Episode 3 of the Volume Shooters Podcast. Brought to you, as always, by TKS Capital Solutions. Mitch, if you don't like that, you don't like Kings basketball.
We can't actually say that anymore.
No, I know.
That guy was a victim of cancel culture.
Yeah, he's gone.
Grant Napier, the great Kings announcer. If you don't like that, you don't like NBA basketball. But, Stan, we're back live in the studio. It's great to see you. Looking good.
Out of quarantine. Lost a few pounds in the old COVID. We're here to preview the Western Conference. We did the East last time. The NBA season started a couple days ago. We're a little bit behind.
That's what I was going to say. It's a little bit of a deviation from the norm because we're like 2-3 games of the season. You just asked me, this is a West pod, but you just asked me, are the Cleveland Cavaliers 3-0? There are some really weird things.
Let's start with this before we do the West. Let's just do it. I wrote down three things that I'm absolutely stunned by, and I wanted to ask if these are real or not real.
Right.
Markelle Fultz, Mitch.
Oh, boy.
Is it real or not real?
Sure, why not?
The Orlando Magic are 3-0.
It's 2020.
And Markelle Fultz is playing good basketball.
Stan, do you know that there are three teams that are 3-0? You know who they are?
Cleveland Cavaliers.
That's
Orlando
right.
Orlando Magic.
That's right.
Indiana Pacers.
Yeah. Just like, oh, and the Hawks.
And the Hawks are 2-0.
Are 2-0.
Trae Young is playing out of his mind. I know we made a bet on the Hawks under-over. I said under, you said over.
Yeah.
The Cavs 3-0 makes no sense to me.
No sense.
What's the deal there?
Terrible team. Colin Sexton. And
I can't say I watched a minute of the season yet, but I do enjoy the first week of the season to get free NBA
Isaac
ticket preview.
Okoro? I'd be lying to this podcast and our great fans if I said I'm watching Cleveland Cavaliers basketball.
I did watch a lot of Indiana because they played the Celtics and they played the Knicks. And Sabonis, the guy is legit. He's on my fantasy.
I know.
He's 25-12.
I know.
27-14.
I think I tried to tell you
that.
He
is very good. That team is a good team. And they're very deep.
And the Hawks, Trae Young, yes. But like I told you, they are a loaded roster.
Yeah.
And they look, it's only two games. They're 2-0, but they are outscoring opponents 123-108. They're plus 15 in two games.
Yeah. So a couple things I've noticed so far.
Yeah.
The defense is so far has not shown up. The defense is still in the bubble. There has been no defense in the NBA so far. And the one thing I noticed right away, your new Brooklyn Nets, Mitch.
Yeah.
The offense is insane.
Electric.
I know they lost last night to Charlotte. Which forget that.
Right.
I watched the game a little bit of the game against the Celtics on Christmas and a little bit of the opening night game.
Yeah.
Who did they play opening night again? The Warriors.
Yep.
They could not, they didn't miss a shot.
Poor Golden State.
They didn't
State.
Miss a shot, Mitch.
Poor Golden State.
We'll get to Golden State, but your offense is extremely crisp and Joe Harris is open all the time.
Kevin Durant looks like Kevin Durant. You know, it's one of my favorite clips. I should actually, you know why. I'm Kevin Durant.
Yeah, the sports good is.
I'm such a drama kid. All I want to do was focus on Irving playing basketball. And guess what Kyrie Irving is allowing me to do now? I can just, he's keeping a little bit quiet. His driving ability is back. His three-point shooting is accurate. He's distributing the ball. He looks very invigorated. But tonight we're already going to see, they lost a bad game to Charles tonight.
Yeah.
We're going to see already, Durant and Kyrie are sitting. We had some bad news
I'd like to see him smile.
Yeah. No, he's smiling. He's smiling.
I haven't seen it yet.
No, he's been smiling. And we got some bad news with Spencer Dinwiddie with a partially torn ACL. It's probably going to keep him out all year. And Kyrie and Kevin Durant sitting out tonight, like to your point about MVP and all the seeding and stuff, the Nets are going to be a weak team tonight against the Grizzlies team
lose.
With John Morant. I just want to tell you, the Nets.
What I don't understand is why can't they split
hold on, I just
the rest
want to tell, I just want to tell you, it's three games in. The Nets are allowing the fewest amount of points.
All right, so defense is better than I thought.
They're only allowing 100 points a game. They're scoring 117 and they're allowing 100.
Jared Allen has stood out to me watching the games. He's everywhere on defense.
He's improved.
He's
much
really,
improved.
Really good on defense. Why can't they split up the rest? Why did Kyrie and Durant the
listen,
say, why can't they split it up? I don't get it.
I don't want to get into this because, you know.
It's frustrating. It has to be.
It is frustrating. And what it seems is, and we saw this last season. Kyrie was healthy. He decided because Durant wasn't playing, he's not going to play.
Right, right.
So if Durant sits, Kyrie sits.
Durant's coming off an Achilles.
Yeah.
I get it. You want to rest him on a back-to-back. I understand it. Kyrie's not. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
The first week of the season's been interesting. A lot of weird stuff going on.
Amazing stuff.
The Celtics have played
the last
very, very below average basketball.
The last Eastern Conference note that we get into, your Celtics you're just talking about are 1-2. The Milwaukee Bucks are also 1-2. And the wheels look like they're falling off the bus a little bit.
They lost to the Knicks last night.
Yeah, by a lot.
By 20.
Yeah. Weird.
I think it's a new team, so I want to give it a little time. Drew Holiday is a new fact, is a new piece.
Fair enough.
But when I watched them play on Christmas against the Warriors, they crushed the Warriors. And the Celtic game, they lost at the buzzer. They could have won that game, too. So I'm not panicking on the three games. I'm more interested in teams that are playing better. Like, Cleveland being 3-0 is a total surprise to me. I know they might not win a game the rest of the year, but they have no talent, so I don't understand.
The Toronto Raptors, a team that you like to make plays, and I did not, are 0-2. So that could be early for something. Pascal Siakam's taking some heat. He's on my fantasy team.
And the other thing that stuck out to me so far is, I know Steph Curry had a nice second half last night.
Yeah.
The Warriors are awful.
Awful.
They're awful.
Well, to be fair.
Wiseman's very good.
To be fair, Clay's obviously out. Right. Draymond Green hasn't played yet.
There's a lot of Oubre.
That's not good.
And Oubre I like, but he does not fit there. And Curry is just running around trying to get open, and it looks terrible so far. And you know what? Steve Kerr is going to have to prove himself a little bit as a coach. We've always assumed he was a great coach, but we don't really know for sure.
Steph lit into the team. He proceeded to score 36 points last night. Social media moment of the week brought to you by Diamond Auto Leasing. Steph Curry was warming up against the Chicago Bulls.
Oh, man.
They rolled the tape. Steph for 5+ minutes. It's hard to believe.
Yeah.
Steph made 105 straight 3-pointers. It's got to be a Guinness Book of World Records something.
It's insane.
105. It makes you wonder how Steph Curry ever misses an open 3-pointer in a game.
I know.
It seems impossible.
It doesn't make sense.
It's crazy.
The video is fake.
I couldn't make 105 straight layups.
No, absolutely not. You eventually elbow would get tired. Straight in a row, no break, no timeout. Insane. Let's preview the Western Conference, Mitch.
Absolutely.
The Western Conference.
Absolutely.
The NBA champions came out of there last year, the LA Lakers. And I think the story of the West to start out is that the Lakers are the overwhelming favorite going into the season. Would you agree?
So
they had the best offseason of any team, in my opinion.
I didn't believe in them last year. I don't believe in them this year.
What?
But
What don't you believe in?
I'm an idiot. I mean, they won the championship.
Tell me who they lost. I'll tell you who they gained.
They
added Montrezl Harrell,
right?
Dennis Schroeder, and Marcus Gasol.
Tremendous.
Which is three amazing additions, in my opinion.
And
they lost.
And
Dwight Howard, Rajon Rondo, JaVale McGee,
Avery Bradley.
Nobody good.
And Danny Green, Rajon Rondo.
Yeah, Danny Green was already getting slipping.
So
their team is much improved. What don't you buy?
So Marcus Gasol, who we said was washed, we did the Undertaker cons, buried him.
Yeah.
He looks phenomenal. They're playing like Harlem Globetrotters style last night. Gasol was making threes from the logo.
Yeah. They have LeBron James and Anthony Davis still.
I still don't love the roster construction, but I mean, they won a championship last year. I don't like Kentavious Caldwell-Pope scoring points, you know, off the bench. I mean, he scores some points, but I don't really like his game.
It's a very deep roster now. I don't understand what the problem is.
It's much deeper. My hate is not rooted in anything logical. I see the way the NBA is going, and, you know, the Clippers look atrocious. So I guess I don't like the Lakers. I think LeBron's getting older, but are you calling them the favorites to repeat?
Yeah.
You are, right?
They're absolutely the favorites. They're going into the season. They won the championship last year.
Right.
They didn't lose any key pieces. They added three key pieces, and there are plenty of games
that
LeBron and Davis could sit out,
right,
similar to what you're saying with the Nets,
right,
and Schroeder and Harrell could run pick and roll, and they could win. So the regular season, they could still win 40, 50 games, and as long as they make the playoffs and LeBron's healthy going into the playoffs, if you put LeBron and Davis, I said this last year, we repeat with the West, I'll say it again this year, put them against any two in the NBA, including Durant and Kyrie, including Kawhi and Paul George, I would have LeBron and Davis first. Do you at least agree with that this year?
Yeah, I mean, do you assume LeBron still to be at an MVP level?
I mean, he hasn't been injured in 18 seasons. What is going to change?
I don't know. It's weird, though. Like, right? Tom Brady, right? We all assumed
he'd fall. Off the eventually?
Yeah, when?
It still didn't.
I know.
Tom Brady.
Okay, fair enough.
LeBron is still the best player
fair
in
enough.
The sport.
Fair enough.
And
I hear you.
I was talking to someone about this the other day. He's got four titles.
He's got
four.
Right.
He's going to be the all-time leading scorer. He's got four MVPs. If he gets a fifth title, can we put the argument to bed?
We say this all the time.
He's the greatest player of all time.
It's fine with me.
I'm okay with it.
That's okay. I'm okay to go there. I'm not a LeBron hater.
What do you
hater.
Know about Horton Tucker Talon?
Nothing.
This Talon Tucker Horton, TTH. This Lakers guard that everyone's going crazy about because he had a bunch of shots in the preseason. Nothing.
No.
Nothing for me on that.
Nothing.
Anthony Davis could win the MVP this year?
Yeah. I mean, I thought he could win the MVP last year, but certainly he could win it this year.
You're not enthused.
They don't excite me. Listen, they're 2-1 so far this year. We're getting a little cheat sheet here. They lost on opening night. Is that right?
Yeah, they got blown out by the Clippers after getting their rings. They got very nice ring ceremony.
Yes, beautiful.
I like that.
Very
good job
well
by
done.
The Lakers. Absolutely. Very well done.
So they got their doors blown off by the Clippers, but then right. The Clippers got their doors blown off by...
Yeah, the Clippers is the second biggest story here.
The Clippers were down 50 at the half yesterday to Dallas. Kawhi didn't play Paul George. I would say Paul George should be embarrassed, but... Paul George isn't embarrassed of anything. He's just collecting his checks.
Paul George got a 5-year, $200 million extension in what I think will go down as one of the worst contracts in the league in 2 years from now. I mean, I guess the Clippers had no choice but to do that, but not a good deal. We discussed on a preview a couple months ago when we were talking about free agency that the Clippers might blow it up.
Yep.
And they didn't.
Nope.
They let Harrell go. They signed Ibaka.
Yep.
And I guess we're previewing them as we talk.
Right. And Luke Kennard. And they lost Montrezl Harrell. We just mentioned went to the Lakers. Michael Green, Landry Shamet. And that's basically it.
So.
And they got Marcus Morris back.
We still believe Kawhi is a top five guy in the league, right? If Kawhi's your best player, you can win a championship. That's been proven.
Yes.
The question with them is going to be, what is Paul George as a second banana? I think that took a major hit last year. He took some nice side swipes at Doc Rivers on the way out. You saw those comments about Doc not changing the strategy and that's why they lost and they didn't have any continuity. You know what?
To me, that's
Clippers are the most disappointing team every single year. That franchise is just cursed. It's a little, I don't know what to say, Jets-like.
Yeah.
But I don't believe in them. I know you believed in them majorly last year. They were the favorite going in. By far the biggest disappointment.
Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. So okay, I'm not going for the Clippers.
You're not buying.
They seem improved only if you believe that Serge Ibaka is a big upgrade over Montrezl Harrell.
A big upgrade. Okay. He's an upgrade.
Right. So they seem improved. But
their starting five is Beverly, George, Kawhi,
but
Marcus
as you said,
Morris, and Serge. Marcus Morris got paid.
Yes.
For a role player. 4 years, 64. That's a little too much for me.
Yes. And as I think I've mentioned on a previous podcast, his brother Markeith was not as good as him, shares a bank account with him.
Good for him.
And he signed a $2 million deal.
Yeah.
And Marcus got like $58 million. So now they're splitting $60
million. I don't love this team. I think the only thing that might be different is they might play a lot more regular season games today. There was a lot of stuff coming out of that team about resting and Kawhi deciding when they practiced and Doc Rivers not caring. A lot of off the court drama that came out after they blew this thing up. Listen,
Stan, if we believe they have some pride, if we believe that at some point Kawhi Leonard will become motivated, this team can go somewhere. If not, this team has the propensity to be the biggest dumpster fire in the league.
Yeah, they give up their entire future.
Right? We've seen them be a dumpster fire, and there's no reason to think that they won't be a dumpster fire again.
I do think that Doc Rivers became a little bit of a scapegoat here, and
the
Clippers are motivated to prove that it was his fault.
Right.
You know what I mean? They're going to play hard in the regular season now to prove that it was his fault.
Well, hard. You don't.
I guess you lose by 50 if you're playing hard.
I mean, I got an alert from ESPN on my phone yesterday that the 50-point deficit at half is the largest the shot clock at half. Yeah. What an embarrassing show!
Good team do that. Like
the Clippers 2-1 was their loss, but I don't believe in them. I don't believe in it anymore.
You don't believe in it?
No.
So what's your ceiling in your head?
Yeah, go to the
conference finals.
Win a round or two.
Wow. So you're off it.
Yeah, I don't even know if they'll make conference finals. Kawhi Leonard has proved me that he can direct their school again. Otherwise, he's going to play 43 games and make it in.
He's in the morning now. Post.
Can you corner face elevated? We don't know that George is a fraud.
Yeah, he's a fraud.
Yeah.
If they're not the contender to the Lakers in the West,
right?
Who is?
Stan, I don't know. Maybe this is the year and we can keep going through these teams.
Yeah.
This team, this conference is so deep.
So loaded.
Maybe I'm dying for it. Give me the Nuggets. Give me the Jazz. Show me a young team step up. The Pelicans with Zion Williamson are 2-1. Show me maybe McCollum and Lillard. Luka. Yeah. Show me a team, a dark horse team, come up and knock off LeBron. Maybe this is the year.
I don't see it.
Minnesota Timberwolves with Karl Anthony Towns.
Minnesota Timberwolves. That'd be unbelievable.
Dislocated his wrist. Karl Anthony Towns is going to be out for a few weeks.
Already?
Yeah.
I didn't even know that.
Dislocated his wrist.
Oh, my God.
The
guy's had a rough year.
Hey, listen, the Suns didn't lose in the bubble, and they're 2-1. You never know. Who knows?
The team I want to talk about next, which is the most hard team to discuss, the Houston Rockets.
Oh, boy.
What an offseason that team had.
Yep.
Holy cow. So
I still believe, okay? I still believe that the Rockets are very disappointing right now. They're 0-1. I don't know why. They've only played one game. Right. There you go. So I still believe that the Rockets are going to settle down into something that's boring. The Sixers are going to panic, and we're going to see Ben Simmons get swapped for James Harden. I think we'll see it. I think Daryl Morey is going to get that deal done.
I think – so if I'm the Rockets
– right.
And I put – this team together, John Wall, James Harden, Eric Gordon, PJ Tucker, Christian Wood,
yep,
and a couple of bench guys.
Right.
and Harden's invested.
Right.
How good is that team?
Harden is not invested.
I'm saying if I say Harden, James, I'm not trading you.
Right.
You can sit out and I can phone you every single day.
Yeah.
Or you can play your butt off until your contract is over. And he said, you know, changes his mind, whatever that is.
Right.
They take him to a club and he has a good time and he's ready to play.
Yeah.
What's the ceiling on that team?
Oh, we've seen
John Wall healthy, which I
love John Wall.
Right. Yeah.
But this team is not better than the Russell Westbrook team with Clint Capella. We've seen this before. Their ceiling is the Western Conference Finals, and I don't think they're going to get that far. Although I will tell you that James Harden walked off the street after not having played for about 6 months. And he casually dropped like 36 points and 16 assists.
He's unbelievable.
Yeah, James Harden is every bit
greatest offensive player of all time.
He's every bit as talented. He's every bit as talented as you say he is.
But, I mean, their bench is better, though. There's some potential out there with the big man, like... Christian Wood's a good player.
He is.
And Boogie's back.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if that's gonna
I don't know if Boogie's back, but...
Say, but he's on his team.
We haven't seen enough from them yet. We need to watch this 20, 30 games of John Wall and Boogie Cousins. There's too much unknown with these guys.
I guess. I guess Harden's not allowed to happen. So I agree with you. Harden's going to get moved.
I think
and
that...
And the Rockets... I think Ben Simmons and John Wall? I mean, I don't know.
I think Daryl Morey texts the Rockets like twice a day. You guys ready yet? I think he's got Ben Simmons loaded up and ready to go. I think Ben Simmons' bags are packed.
If you were the GM of these teams for the next three seasons, who would you rather have?
Right.
Ben Simmons or James Harden?
James Harden. I mean,
the next five seasons.
If James Harden is mentally sound, if he's content, if he wants to play basketball, James Harden and Joel Embiid, I mean.
It could be in the finals.
Yeah.
You would make that deal.
That is a higher ceiling than the Rockets.
So if I'm the Rockets, right. I'm not getting a better offer than that.
No.
I don't think.
You can't.
The Nets are not giving you better.
No.
The Celtics, none of these teams.
No, there's no elite player besides Ben Simmons.
25 or younger that you can get.
We discussed it.
Contract. They got to make the deal.
They have to. They're not
going to make the deal. And I don't think, maybe Philly's the one holding. Maybe Philly's asking for picks.
Maybe.
Harden's better than Simmons right now. Yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah. I don't know what they're waiting for.
Fire.
Daryl Morey was fined $50,000 for a James Harden related tweet. Yeah, so for tampering, he's trying. He's absolutely trying to get Harden into Philly.
I don't understand how John Wall and Ben Simmons play together. That doesn't make any sense to me. That seems like a total dumpster fire. It's such a weird combination of players.
I mean, John Wall would have to slide to the two.
He's not a good shooter.
Okay, he's better than Russ. I mean, he can shoot John Wall.
But Simmons can't.
No, Simmons
can't. Right, that's what I'm saying.
No, Wall can slide to the two.
Right, but he's not a great shooter. Like Harden can go with anyone. Yeah, Harden can shoot the lights out.
Fair enough.
I think this team is going to be written off.
They're waiting to blow it up.
Right. They're not going to have a successful season, unfortunately. You know what? Kind of think if they gave this team a try and Harden was messed, they'd be pretty good, but that's not going to happen. The other team I want to talk about, which I think is the most interesting team franchise-wise, is the Dallas Mavericks.
Oh.
So, Luka Doncic is the MVP favorite going into this season, right?
Yep.
He's 22? He's 21 or 22 years old. He's already a top four or five back player in the whole entire league. I look at this roster and I feel like they're letting him down. I don't think they have enough on this team.
They
did not improve at all.
They don't.
And I'm beginning to worry that Porzingis' career has peaked. It's over.
They got Josh Richardson and James Johnson and they lost Seth Curry. Basically, the whole offseason was a wash.
It was a wash.
Yeah.
And they were the seventh seed last year.
Right.
So you're basically asking Doncic to be LeBron James every single game. And Porzingis, Mitch, I don't think he's ever gonna reach that potential. As bad as that trade was for the Knicks, Porzingis has not. I want to look at Porzingis' games played.
So
it's a joke already. He's already injured again.
The Mavericks have big dreams for next offseason because they dumped Delon Wright's salary and the James Johnson acquisition, who expires after 2020, 2021.
Yeah.
Giannis is no longer available. I don't know what's around, but they're going to be.
There's no free agents left.
They're going to be chasing people. So
Porzingis played 57 games last year, 48 the year before, 66 the year before. He never plays a full season. He got injured in the playoffs last year and got thrown out of a game. I think the Porzingis moment is past. And if Porzingis is not going to be number two, you're talking about Tim Hardaway, James Johnson, Maxi Kleber, Dwight Powell, that's not a team to put around an MVP.
Yeah.
I watched their game without Porzingis. This reminds me of the Cavs in 2008. With Anderson Varejão and Bobby Gibson. This is a crap roster. You're putting around the great player. It's a waste.
What they have on their side is youth because Luka's young. So they feel, like I told you, they're going to have a lot of cap space. I don't know. I don't have the list in front of me of free agents for next year. The producers didn't give it to me.
It's dwindling. Everybody re-signed max extensions. George, Davis, LeBron, Kawhi. Kawhi's the only one.
They're going to have a tremendous amount of cap space, but I don't know what they can do with it.
Dallas Mavericks have had cap space since I was 9. Yeah. Dwight Howard, Darren Williams. They've been chasing free agents my whole life. They've never gotten a free agent. Never.
Do you know what the current update is on Porzingis? Like when he might play?
I don't know. Look it up while we're talking, but I don't believe in him. I don't believe in his future anymore.
His ability to stay healthy.
Yeah, he can't.
He actually had flashes last year when he was healthy.
He's a good player, but he's 7'3". His body doesn't make sense for an NBA player. And Dallas's ceiling, to me, is a second-round exit. And it's a shame because the only thing – oh, yeah, you're right. Doncic is 22. So, like, you know, he's going to score 39-9 at 22. And, you know, eventually he'll continue to get better.
So, apparently he's ramping up his rehab, whatever that means. I mean, he missed
a quarter of the season. And he'll get hurt again later on.
Sounds like 2-3 weeks
away. I'm worried about Dallas. I'm worried that Doncic might just say to them, like, hey, guys, you haven't done anything for me. I know he's a restricted free agent next year. So he's going to get a max extension anyway. He's going to be there for another 4 years. I just think this can start turning bad for Dallas if they don't do something. I'm not into Dallas this year. I wish they were better because I really loved watching him play.
Yeah, well.
The team that I think, if you don't like the Clippers, that has the best chance to upset the Lakers is Denver. Denver Nuggets.
Okay.
Made it all the way to the conference finals last year and lost to the Lakers in 5.
Yep.
They lost the game at the buzzer to Anthony Davis in that shot. If they win that game, it's a 6-game series at a minimum. It's a good long Western Conference finals. They have the guy who probably had the best bubble of anyone last year, Jamal Murray, who played out of his mind for 2 months.
Yep.
And my favorite player in the league, Nikola Jokic. I can't get enough. I could watch that guy play for 4 straight weeks.
So they also added some dude from Europe, Facundo Campazzo. I don't think I'm... He had a couple spin passes. They didn't lose a lot. They lost Jeremy Grant, who we discussed in our Eastern Pistons preview, got paid
way too much.
They lost Mason Plumlee, who we also discussed got paid way too much, and Torrey Craig. So they're basically the same team that went toe-to-toe in the Western Conference Finals.
Yeah.
And
Millsap's a little old.
And Michael Porter Jr. is going to step up. He's ready to take the third star.
MPJ is the factor for this team. If he's good, if he continues to improve, that team could beat the Lakers.
So MPJ out of like high school was thought to be a number one pick.
Yeah, yeah.
Then he got hurt in college. He missed his entire rookie season.
Right. Last year he showed a lot of flashes.
Started to get healthy. And now if Jokic, Murray, and MPJ with some Millsap and this and that, it's a very deep team. But
is there any way?
It's relying on.
Is there any way the Rockets trade James Harden here?
For who?
For MPJ.
For Porter Jr.?
Porter Jr.
No.
A couple of young stars.
Not if Ben Simmons is available.
Porter Jr. has the ability to get to 30 a game. He's that kind of scorer.
Yeah, he is.
And the Rockets getting, if the Nuggets get him, then we're talking about a super team.
Jokic, Murray, and Harden.
It's a super team.
Yeah, that's incredible.
I don't know how Jokic played. Jokic is incredible, man.
Yes, he is.
His passing is the best I've ever seen at a big.
Never seen a big yet.
By the way, I looked at some stack.
Unbelievable.
He makes every big shot, too. He's extremely clutch.
Yeah.
The guy, his clutch numbers are off the charts for a big man. Like, the best of all time. I guess the question here is Jamal Murray the bubble Jamal Murray or the regular season Jamal Murray?
And the Nuggets are 0-2. Not to be overreaction central here.
Right. They lost at the buzzer in that first game.
Yeah, that's a clip we played at the beginning with Buddy Hield.
What's the ceiling?
Western Conference Finals or Finals. I mean, if they take that leap, if Michael Porter Jr. takes that leap. In 2 games here so far, you got Jokic averaging 26.5 and 12, and you have Michael Porter Jr. averaging 17 points.
What's Jamal Murray doing? My thing with them is...
It's just 2 games averaging 16 points.
My thing with them is their defense is bad sometimes, and Jokic can get sieved on defense. Like, so that's the thing there.
They're so deep. They run a million deep, this team. Yeah. Monty Morris can score. Gary Harris can score.
Yeah, well,
Millsap, Barton. These guys can all score.
I think this team is right below the Lakers as far as...
What we've always seen is teams with a massive amount of... It's like if you have 2 quarterbacks, you have none.
Right.
Teams with a massive amount of depth like this and no bona fide superstar. But if Jamal Murray is that guy...
Jokic, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Good team. I like them better than Dallas, agreed?
I do.
I like them better than Houston.
Oh, absolutely.
No question about it.
Yeah.
Clippers? Better than the Clippers?
I'm very, very down on the Clippers now. So
you'd say yes?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. The next team on my list, the Golden State Warriors. We talked about them briefly in the intro.
Really sad. Really sad.
It's really sad. Klay Thompson being on this team would have been so exciting. It's such a good team.
And without him, they straight up stink.
It's awful.
It's a lot
hard to watch.
It's a lot of Kelly Oubre and Wiggins.
Mid-range. A lot of mid-range jumpers. Wiseman looks great so far.
There's been a lot. Yes, he does.
He looks great so far.
They played the Nets on opening night, so I actually watched the game.
He made an impact in that game.
He did. He did. What I will say is this. People are starting to get on this train. And I would love to know how you feel about it. You've always been a big Steph guy. Uh-huh. People are starting to get on this train that Steph Curry, I don't know if it's age or whatever, is not good enough to carry a team. And he was thought to be one of the all-time great players in the league. So it's a little bit of a blip on Steph's legacy.
Carry a team how far?
Like to be decent, to make the playoffs. Like, if he's an all-time great player who's still kind of in his prime, why do they stink so much?
You're saying if Steph Curry's your best player,
why do you not make the playoffs?
So
why do you stink?
I guess it's he's off the ball. He's a point guard. He's not LeBron. He's in control. He's not a great defender. But Steph Curry in 2016, Mitch, was like 33 a game. Like his numbers were.
Yeah, I mean, you're essentially saying that Steph, despite being an all-time great player, is like a role player.
He's limited in certain ways. Like, if Kyrie Irving's your best player, you're going to make the playoffs?
You might.
I think the Warriors also plan for this Draymond factor. He hasn't played yet. They plan for Klay. He hasn't played. And Oubre and Wiggins are basically the same guy. Like,
anyway, there's some
very undiverse roster. I don't know.
There's some chatter that Bob Myers
is overrated.
No, that Bob Myers should blow it up and trade Curry, because Klay's not coming back. Who knows if he'll ever come back?
I think the question in my mind is Draymond the same guy?
I have a fun thing.
Is Draymond the same player?
No.
His best days are behind.
I don't think Draymond's been great for elite for two years. Or 3 years.
Right. So
here's a fun.
You should trade him.
Here's a fun fact that
Curry for Harden.
No. I was thinking, what if Daryl Morey can't get Harden and he trades Ben Simmons for Curry? Steph? And then you have Curry and Embiid.
That's not.
Couldn't that be fun?
It's not too bad.
That's good, right?
I don't think Steph's ever getting traded. That whole city. He's like.
Yeah.
Tom Brady, that city. No, isn't he like really beloved there?
Yeah, he is.
I feel like he is.
He is. He absolutely is. But what if they're.
This seems a shame.
What if they're into analytics and everything and they believe that, you know, he should be traded? Because
move on.
The run is over. Get the best value for him.
Is the run over? I don't think Thompson's ever going to.
The run the run's absolutely over.
Towards ACL and then towards Achilles?
The run is absolutely over. Look at all these teams that are better than them. They're not great anymore.
If Thompson's there, what's the ceiling?
We'd have to see if he was the same guy like Durant. We'd need to see if he's the same Klay.
It's a damn shame, honestly. It really is.
It's one of the ruined
the season for me in some ways.
It's one of the tragedies of the season for sure. Because you know why? Klay getting hurt takes down two guys, Klay and Steph. They're both not as good.
Yeah, and it takes down another Western Conference contender.
Yeah.
The next team that should be good this season in the Western Conference, the Portland Trailblazers. Now, people were going bananas about their offseason. Like, they did some kind of amazing GM. Like, people were like so excited about it.
They got Robert Covington, Enes Kanter, Harry Giles, and Derek Jones.
Yeah. Read those names again. That's not that exciting. I'm not getting here.
I don't either get it.
I mean, people were going crazy.
And they got back season. They got back Rodney Hood and Carmelo.
They lost
Trevor Ariza, Hassan Whiteside, and Mario Hezonja.
Yeah, so they didn't lose anybody good. And I guess they kept all these guys. And I guess the thought is that Covington's a good player, a good defender. To me, it's all about, is Nurkic healthy?
Right.
And their other big guy that was injured last year, is he healthy? Like, they're bringing back a whole team of a deep roster.
There are a lot of people that believe that Robert Covington and Derek Jones, who are not household names, are just incredible defenders.
Good players, yeah.
They're very good defenders. And their offense with McCollum and
Lillard
was already great. And then Kanter, you know, whatever. And Kanter Carmelo,
he's a good player.
So people think they're
a deep roster.
People think they're very deep and versatile, and they can.
I don't see any way in the world this team beats the Lakers.
They can,
I don't see it in a million years. Mitch,
there are people that think that their defense can be great, and they already had a top 10 offense. So a top 10 offense and a top 10 defense makes them a contender.
Right, but Carmelo,
can they beat the Lakers? I mean, that's what you're asking.
Yeah, I don't see any chance. Lillard's like Curry. What you just said about Curry?
Right.
Is Lillard your best player? If he's the only guy?
Right.
You're a 7 or 8 seed at best.
But he's
very clutch. He makes a lot of big shots. But
right.
He doesn't have an impact in the game like a small forward does or a big man. You know what I mean?
He's
like,
got a dynamic duo with McCollum and Nurkic.
Yeah, I guess that's what it comes down to. Nurkic was good when he
and Covington defending. I mean, listen, it's a very deep team.
You like this team a lot.
I like this team a lot. It's a very deep team. It's a deep team that's as deep as the Nuggets. So between them and the Nuggets, one of those two could beat the Lakers, potentially. I'm not saying for sure. I don't know if they'd be a favorite. But if you consider the Clippers done, you know, then... And listen, by the way, not for nothing, Jamal Murray's a similar player to Lillard. I mean, they're similar players. There are some similarities here between the Nuggets and the Blazers.
So to me, it's like Zach Collins and Nurkic and Kanter is a very good deep big men.
And right? Anthony Simmons can score. They have a lot of players that can score.
I don't think that they're better than the Lakers. I don't think they're better than the Clippers.
Nobody would say they're better than
the
Lakers.
They're not better than Denver, in my opinion.
Nobody would say they're better than the Lakers. People would say if everything breaks right for them, they could have a shot. That's what people would say.
The conference final.
It could be fun, right?
The next team, to me, I think it could beat the Lakers. I'm into it. I believe the Utah Jazz can beat the Lakers.
I like
them. I might be the only person in the world who believes this.
I liked them last year.
They re-signed Rudy Gobert to a maximum extension.
Yeah.
Which I thought they thought maybe they were going to get rid of him. He was another free agent that's off the board.
A little bit overpaid, but...
A little bit, but he's the best defender in the league.
They had to do it.
He's the best defender in the league at his position. Donovan Mitchell... Also got a huge extent. Another guy blew up in the bubble.
Also got the max.
They brought back Bogdanovich.
Yep.
They bring back Mike Conley. Derek Favors is back on this team.
Jordan Clarkson.
This team, Joe Ingles is on this team. This team has, to me at least, has an identity. They have a very good coach. They have an excellent big man defender. And they have a guy who can make big shots at the end of the game, Mitchell. That's a recipe as a championship team in my head.
I
believe in this team. I don't know why.
Talent-wise, you'd have the Lakers and the Clippers at the top. This next tier would be... Denver, Portland, and Utah.
Right.
All deep, right. All very good players, good NBA players. Nothing jumps off the page.
There's no Luke on this team. But I think Gobert is a huge factor. And Mitchell was amazing in the playoffs.
Donovan Mitchell can be electric.
He can score 30 a game.
I love Donovan Mitchell. And you have an elite defender with Gobert. So if there's healthier, then Bogdanovich can hit threes.
Bogdanovich missed the bubble. And Bogdanovich is a 20-point a game scorer.
He's a very
good player. He's the better Bogdanovich.
It can be. I like Utah a lot. You don't have to sell Utah to me.
Conley is the question mark.
He's on the downside of his career. Conley's
how far down?
Clearly past his prime. He's a little bit washed, but they're not going to rely on Conley to be one of their best four players. I mean, I think Mitchell, Gobert, Bogdanovich.
Conley's the fourth.
Conley's their fourth best player. You can do fine with Conley as your fourth best player.
I like Utah. I don't know.
I like him also.
I think Utah's going to make the conference finals lose to the Lakers. That's my prediction.
They play a couple games. Mitchell's averaging 20. Conley's actually averaging 20, which is...
Conley sucked at the beginning of last year. That was the thing.
He really came in slow.
Gobert overpaid, underpaid, properly paid?
No, very overpaid. What was it, 200-something million? Yeah. But listen, that's what happens when you want to keep a guy. He's a homegrown guy. I mean, he's been on Utah's whole career. Yeah. He thanked Utah. He thanked the fans. I think you have no choice. So what? So he's overpaid. Okay, Chris Middleton's overpaid too.
Right.
Doesn't mean he's not a good fit for Milwaukee.
It's not like you could have traded him for anything, and he was going to walk out the door. So what's the difference?
It's fine. It's fine. It's not my. It's like I always say as a fan, it's not my money. These owners are billionaires.
Well, there's a cap. There's a salary cap.
I understand
right?
that, but you know, it's your own guy. You're bringing back your own guy.
Right. You're re-upping the team. The team is close.
And he's a rare breed these days. He's an elite defender. How many elite defenders are in the NBA?
I agree. He occasionally gets exposed in the playoffs. They play against the Rockets or something Harden, but most of the time he's worth having out there.
Best nickname in the world, the Stifle Tower.
I know you love it.
Always love it.
Team that has not been on the rise for a long time. It's finally on the rise. The Phoenix Suns.
Love it.
8-0 in the bubble.
Yep.
Traded, signed, got Chris Paul.
For the point guard.
The point guard's on this team.
Chris Paul.
Devin Booker and Chris Paul could be the best backcourt in the league.
It's funny. It actually sneaks up on you. It really could be.
Because Chris Paul...
He's still good.
You and I shoveled dirt on his grade.
He's ageless.
He was fantastic last season. Made the whole NBA team.
Yeah.
And Devin Booker is a guy that you and I have been waiting for years.
Yep. So
offensively... He's as good as there is.
Skilled as anyone.
Can score 70 a game as we've seen it.
Yep.
And Aiden was very solid in the second half of the last year. Aiden's coming on. They got Jay Crowder on this team. Mikal Bridges.
I love this team. I mean,
tell me.
They added Jay Crowder, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's basically it. The rest of it's pretty much poop, besides Chris Paul, obviously. And then they lost Oubre, which is not bad for this team. Oubre's a guy who was like a high-volume shooter. It's fine to get rid of him.
And
Chris Paul's going to bring it all together for these guys. Ayton is a walking double-double. He's 12-12. 12 points, 12 rebounds. Clogs up the paint. Chris Paul and Booker, like you said, two of the best, you know...
Guards in the league.
They also drafted Tyrese Halliburton.
He's on Sacramento, I thought.
Did I make a mistake there? Oh, yes. They lost out on Tyrese Halliburton.
Right.
He was actually, they had a chance to draft him and they didn't.
They have Saric in this team. Is he anything?
That's my bad. Saric is fine.
To me, this is like, what is Devin Booker? Like, Devin Booker.
They drafted Jalen Smith. Tyrese Halliburton was still on the board. They may regret that. But okay.
Yes, agree.
Continue.
Booker to me is. His ceiling to me is like I'm trying to think of the comparison. Like, why is he not Bradley Beal?
He is. He is Bradley Beal. He could average 29 points a game. That's what Beal does. Beal's teams don't win.
Maybe that's not a good answer.
He's a scorer.
Why is that James Harden? I'm saying like
because James Harden does so much more than just score.
Yeah. Booker's
James Harden's a distributor.
Great, right. I guess what I'm saying is Booker. I'm waiting for this All Star run to start with this guy. It hasn't happened yet. Like. Klay Thompson in the All-Star game 5 years in a row. Damian Lillard's an All-Star every year.
The West is
Booker hasn't gotten there yet.
The West is packed with players.
Okay, but who's better, Booker or Jason Tatum?
I mean...
Who's better, Booker or Ben Simmons? Who's better, Booker or Bradley Beal? I'm just saying.
It's like, fair.
Booker's not at that level yet, agreed? Like, yeah. He's not a top 25 guy yet. And I feel like he should be.
Yeah, fair.
Maybe Chris Paul's going to drag him over that long. That's what I'm trying to say.
Mikal Bridges has had a great start to the season. He could be something good for them. Cam Johnson, they got last year, is a good shooter. Also, a lot of players on this team, but ultimately it does come down to Chris Paul, Booker, and Ayton.
You like this team in the playoffs?
They're young. Who knows?
I could see it.
I'm a big Ayton fan. He was the number one overall pick. He's a real throwback. Right? Like, big men are dying, and he's really a big man. He's not a big man that shoots threes, so I'm always a sucker for that. Early on in the season, he's averaging exactly what I said, 11 points and 12 rebounds. So,
is this team better than Dallas?
They have more players than Dallas. I mean, especially if Porzingis doesn't play.
It might be.
Especially if Porzingis doesn't play.
I'm writing down the playoff teams in my head while I'm talking to you. LA Lakers, LA Clippers, tell me who's not making it. Denver Nuggets, Utah Jazz, Portland Trailblazers.
They are.
That's 100% yes. Right. Houston, we have no idea.
Probably not.
Dallas?
Maybe.
Maybe.
It depends on Porzingis.
Phoenix? Maybe.
I like to say Phoenix is going to be in.
I think we're getting to the point where the point is that the West is so loaded.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to be a disappointment. The next team on our list, I'm putting them out as a maybe as well, the New Orleans Pelicans.
Ooh, I love it.
I cannot get enough of Zion.
I love
it. Zion looks good.
He's such a throwback.
He was so bad in the bubble.
Yeah.
He was so out of shape.
It's to be expected.
He wasn't defending. He was playing. He was overweight.
Now
he lost some weight, and he looks amazing.
Now, this team had a heck of an offseason, a very busy offseason. They lost Jrue Holiday, Derek Favors, and a bunch of spare parts. They got Eric Bledsoe. They got Steven Adams, the Kiwi, who we love. Yes. And
their best player is Brandon Ingram. It's not even close.
You're saying he's better than Zion.
Yeah, right now?
Yeah.
He is. He's 25 a game in his sleep. I think he was the player of the week in the first week of the season.
He's very smooth.
He is so talented. Very smooth. You know why he was number two pick? It's coming together. He's the only guy I watch who reminds me of Kevin Durant.
Listen.
I know that sounds crazy. You know what I'm saying?
No, he does. He does. Durant himself said that.
Good. I'm glad. It's a little short.
Besides Caris LeVert, well, he also said. But this team, and you love to see it. Anthony Davis forced his way out of town, and they have something to show for it. They got Brandon Ingram, and you love to see it.
And I'm maybe the last person on this entire island, but I'm on Lonzo Ball Island. I'm still there.
Yeah.
I'm still drinking Kiwi.
His shot.
I believe in Lonzo.
His shot is much improved.
I think he's good.
I'll tell you that.
He's a good player. He's a good defender. He's a good passer. Eric Bledsoe, I do not believe in him at all.
No.
And the new coach is Stan Van Gundy.
He loves Stan.
Who I think may have been a 1990s coach and not a 2010s coach.
So through the first two games of the season, three games, I'm sorry, they're 2-1.
Is their defense improved? He's a defensive guy, Stan.
It's hard to say, it's too early.
Here's the thing.
Hold on. Through the first two games of the season,
yes.
Zion and Brandon Ingram are both averaging more than 22 plus points a game.
Yeah,
that's something to look out for.
But their games are in the 130s.
Will both these guys finish the season averaging 20 plus points a game?
If their defense continues to suck, then yes, because they're going to lose games.
Brandon Ingram is averaging 27.
Yeah,
again.
I know. I'm saying that.
And seven rebounds and seven assists. Yes.
And the problem is they don't guard anyone. And Steven Adams is supposed to be. Listen, Steven Adams, as good as he is, cannot score. So it's a very weird roster. The roster's a little confusing.
I'll tell you,
Who's their bench?
I'll tell you, I'm disappointed. And they had a high draft pick last year. They got Jackson Hayes, the center.
Sits on the bench, doesn't play.
I mean, he's a zero. They're not even letting him play. And I think that's a real disappointment.
Who else is on this team?
Nikhil Alexander Walker was another draft pick. Josh Hart comes off the bench.
He's okay.
He brings some toughness. He brings some minutes. Eric Bledsoe. Melly's not really playing. They're really running an eight person team.
Yeah,
they're running Ingram, Williams, and Ball, Redick, and Bledsoe.
My scary thing is then
they're playing Hart, Adams, and Alexander Walker. That's it. That's the whole
Stan
team.
Stan will play Zion 46 minutes, and he'll get him injured. That's Stan's.
Well, Zion's playing 35, and Ingram's playing 36 minutes a game.
I'd be careful with that. Because Zion's not.
I tell you, I
love to see them.
Love to see it. I love to see Zion play 38 minutes a game. I'm sick of the minutes.
He'll get hurt though.
Fine. How do you know?
Because he's a big dude.
How do you know?
I guess that's what Stan says.
Williamson, you want to throw a number out there? What percentage, people that don't watch the league don't understand this. I was watching the game on Christmas. What percentage of Zion Williamson's points come in the paint?
92%.
Yeah, he's 92%. What kind of player? Even the seven-footers are taking threes. Zion, and by the way, it works for him. He is not guardable in the paint.
I've never
He will get fouled or get a bucket.
I've never seen anybody get an offensive rebound like he does. He comes out of nowhere.
Yes.
He's at the 3-point line.
Yeah.
Runs in, grabs the ball, pushes like the entire court, and dunks it.
His second.
He's so explosive.
His second jump. His second jump is explosive. He misses. He gets a rebound, misses the layup. He's back up there. He's back up there.
He's the most interesting player. Honestly, I'd rather them play him at center.
Yeah.
Just spread the whole court out.
Zion's
averaging. Don't bother with defense. Get Steven Adams off the court, play him at center.
Zion's averaging 22 points and 12 rebounds. With 2.5 steals and a block.
What I want to see is
filling it.
I'm missing. I haven't seen it. Is the Zion block from college? Where we go to 12th row, like
from the 3-point line.
He's not doing that right now defensively, but he'll get there. He's still extremely young, obviously.
That was Stan will coach
him up. New Orleans making the playoffs?
Yes.
Over Phoenix?
No. Why can't they both make it?
I'm just trying to like position them.
I think they're like at Phoenix's level, but I'm preying on the Pelicans. I want the Pelicans in the playoffs. The NBA wants them in the playoffs.
I agree. Yeah. Next team, Memphis. Another team that could be in the playoffs.
So that's
this guy.
Yeah.
John Morant. The poor Knicks, Mitch.
Yeah.
The poor Knicks.
Yeah.
We had the worst record in the league.
Right.
And we're going to get either Zion Williamson or John Morant.
Yep.
And didn't get.
And they got RJ Barrett.
And it's a damn shame because John Morant.
John
Morant
is a joy.
Amazing.
Yes.
The first game of the year, we had 44.
44.
He is unbelievable. He is the next great point guard.
Period. Yeah, man. He's what's up right now.
He's the next Steph Curry, the next Damian Lillard, he's the next Chris Paul. He's the next best. Little guard who's complete dominating games. Now, the rest of their team, I don't like anything. I like Jonas Valanciunas.
Jaren Jackson.
I don't like any of their bench. Nothing particularly excites me, but they made the playoffs last year. They were right at the eighth seed game with Portland. They were right in that playing game.
Ja drags them.
And Ja's amazing.
Right. So right now, the Grizzlies are 0-2. They're playing the Nets tonight. If the Nets ever playing their players, they'd probably be 0-3.
Right.
That's a concern for a young team to start out like that. The schedule may not have been their favor.
Read me their roster. Who's good on this team besides for him?
You're right, though.
Dylan Brooks is average.
They just don't have enough.
Kyle Anderson is average.
Grayson Allen's tripping people again. Did you see that?
Yes.
Trae Young called him out.
He's average. Jaren Jackson is a little bit above average.
Valanciunas was a monster last year. Was putting up numbers that were like video game numbers. Sure. But basically, it's Morant and Valanciunas. There's nobody really else here. Where is Jaren Jackson? I guess he's injured. Jaren Jackson hasn't played yet.
He's the three-point shooter in this team.
Like, so I guess he's injured. Grayson Allen?
I don't buy it.
Kylan Anderson? It's a bad roster.
I wish they had another guy with Morant.
It's supposed to be Jaren Jackson. He's not here right now.
Yeah,
he's obviously injured. Supposed to be Morant, Jaren Jackson, and Valanciunas.
Memphis better than New Orleans?
No.
Memphis better than Phoenix?
No.
Okay, I agree. Lakers, Clippers, Nuggets, Jazz, Blazers in. That's 5. Phoenix, Dallas, and New Orleans is 6, 7, 8 already. Houston out. Memphis out. That's 9, 10. We have 5. We did Golden State. Golden State out. That's 11. We have 4 teams left to go. I'm looking at the next team on my list. This team might be the worst team in the NBA, the Oklahoma City Thunder. Now, no Thunder fans should care that they're the worst team in the NBA because they have
150 draft picks in the next 2 years.
Between them and New Orleans, they have every single draft pick.
They have the entire draft.
They traded Chris Paul for 5 draft picks. They traded Paul George for 5 draft picks.
And they have one good player.
They have
Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. He won a game last night at the buzzer.
Other than that, I have nothing to discuss here. Al Horford probably will get traded. I assume some of their other veterans will get traded. There's nothing here. They lost everyone, right? They lost Chris Paul, Gallinari. Tell me who else. I mean, this team is not even worth discussing, I don't think. They're probably the worst team in the sport.
Yeah,
West?
It's a toss-up there. There's a lot of bad teams, but
in the East, are,
they lost Chris Paul, Danilo Gallinari, Steven Adams, Dennis Schroeder, Nerlens Noel, Terrence Ferguson, Al Donlater. They literally lost an entire team.
Yeah.
They added Al Horford, George Hill, Ty Jerome, Trevor Ariza. They actually added some veterans, which is weird.
We'll get moved.
Hopefully.
This team is the worst team in the West. I don't think there's anything. The second worst team in the West, in my opinion, is the San Antonio Spurs.
Well, hold on.
It's close.
OKC is in possession of 18 first-round picks between now and 2027.
18 picks.
In the next 7 years. So they are picking every year 2 first-round picks and some years 3 first-round picks.
Yeah.
Other than Al Horford, no current Thunder player has a negative value contract.
What does that mean, negative value?
I mean, I guess they have some metric by which they decide.
Yeah, okay.
So
I mean, they're in position.
They need good players to come out of college. That's what they need.
One of these days, you and I are going to do a bracket of the teams that didn't win that should have won. That OKC team
in
2012
is
one of the big what-ifs of an NBA history.
Sad.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Durant, Westbrook, and Harden on the same team. 3 guys who won MVPs on the same team.
Yep.
And they didn't.
Some might say 3 of the all-time great players in the league history on one team.
And Durant and Harden.
In the prime of their career.
You could argue that Durant and Harden will be
top
15 of the all time.
You know the Thunder are 1-0, right?
Congratulations.
Worst team in the league. And they're 1-0.
The next two teams are also bad in the West. At least one of them is interesting. The non-interesting one is San Antonio Spurs.
Somehow they're still holding on to LaMarcus Aldridge and DeMar DeRozan.
These are the two guys, that will get traded at some point, I would think, right?
Right.
Because you don't want to play, you're not going to be good anyway.
Right.
Dejounte Murray and Derek White are interesting guards.
Right.
Why do you need DeMar DeRozan and LaMarcus Aldridge in this team? You don't. Unless Popovich just doesn't want to coach a rebuild. How old is Popovich, Mitch?
67.
Yeah, he's not ready for a rebuild, I don't think.
I mean, I think
what is Popovich's future? Is he going to be like a Mike D'Antoni assistant coach somewhere? No, he's just going to retire.
Retired, you'll never hear from him again.
Just wine, right?
Yeah, it'll be like John Madden or Pat Summerall. You don't even know where those guys are.
Listen, I know we don't have time for this right now, but we have to go back. They had one of the great runs in the history of the league. They were 1997.
Yeah, the Patriots.
Duncan got there right until last
in football.
Year,
in football, you had the Patriots. Basketball, you had the Spurs.
20
That's what
years
it was.
Of dominance,
making the playoffs,
five titles,
five championships, making the playoffs every year.
It's over. It has to end eventually.
Good. So let them have a few down years.
It has to end eventually.
The strange thing about this, and again, we've already spent too much time, is that DeRozan and Aldridge are still
and
here.
And Rudy Gay's on this team.
They're still good
and
players.
Patty Mills. All these guys should get traded.
Like those guys would actually like shift the balance to a contender.
Yeah. If Sam Presti was on this team, they would have been got. These guys
imagine if a team that's on the brink gets a guy like DeRozan. DeRozan's a bona fide scorer. He's a 20-point scorer.
Aldridge, the championship.
Aldridge's a little slow. Like, he's not really meant for the game anymore. The game has passed him by a little.
But you put Aldridge on Dallas right now with Luka, that's a big improvement. Like, I
don't know what happened to Juwante Murray. I mean, I know he hurt himself.
He hurt last year,
We thought he was the next big star.
On him still.
Lonnie Walker is playing well. Picked him up in fantasy. Fantasy sleeper for you. Lonnie Walker.
I think of the team that Aldridge and DeRozan could help. Like, really help.
Philadelphia.
DeRozan? They have enough?
No. Yeah, DeRozan. They could use a guy to make mid-range jumpers. They don't really have that. Ben Simmons and Embiid.
There's like one step away that could get him or get Aldridge and really just take a leap. Those guys have to get moved. Sacramento Kings. We're down to the end here.
All right. Actually, Sacramento Kings
are interesting.
Are not uninteresting.
No, they're definitely interesting.
I will tell you that much. And they have not been bad so far.
We're missing. We haven't done one team. We're missing one team. I'm going to figure it out.
If I'm not mistaken, yes, the Sacramento Kings are 2-1.
I believe
it was a very weird offseason.
This is your
so they did get Halliburton, yes, and they got Whiteside, right?
Halliburton, Fox, and Buddy Hield.
They lost Bogdanovich, Bazemore, Halley, and Harry Giles.
I both of us don't watch college basketball, but
no.
Halliburton is the prospect that everybody is excited about being good in year one.
He's looked good.
Potential rookie of the year. De'Aaron Fox, Hield, Halliburton, Harry Barnes, and Marvin Bagley. I like the team. I've always been a Bagley guy. I don't know.
I've always been a Hield guy.
Yeah.
I mean, Hield, yes, and I've Fox. Always been a Fox guy. I absolutely love Fox. So I like Fox.
Fox to me is like John Wall.
So I like Fox and Hield, and I wonder why with Fox and Hield they're like not better, right? Like that's
because there's too many good teams.
Yeah, I guess
in the West out there, and they're just not a well-run organization. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like they've been an awfully run organization. Yeah, absolutely,
forever.
Yeah, and Vlade Divac has done the worst job you could possibly do. But
I mean, the key to the team, in my opinion, is Bagley. Bagley was the number two pick in the draft 2 or 3 years ago.
But even
went ahead of Luka Doncic, and
but even without Bagley, right?
If
Halliburton is good, right?
Yeah,
so now you have Halliburton and
Hield and Fox.
Hield and Fox, isn't that enough?
I guess. How do you view Fox, though?
I think he's a superstar.
I don't know. Fox or Devin Booker?
Oh, Devin Booker.
Okay, so...
Well, Fox, it's not a knock on Fox.
No, okay, Fox or Dame Lillard. It's not close, right? Like, he's a level below these guys, right? So, like, if he's your best guy and he's the 40th best
I mean, they paid him $163 million. So
those numbers are, like,
yeah.
Nothing at this point.
He should be good.
Sacramento playoff team? No.
I mean, it would be nice,
it
would not be impossible, but it would absolutely be surprising, right? That makes sense.
Yeah, I agree.
They're 2-1.
One more team in the West we haven't done.
And I've always had a soft spot for the Kings. Way back when, with Doug Christie and Vlade Divac and Chris Webber.
You love that team.
I
will never forget that.
They were the underdogs that could never quite knock off the Lakers.
Shaq and Kobe.
Yeah.
We're down to the last team in the West.
Rest in peace, Kobe Bean Bryant.
It's almost a year. Minnesota Timberwolves. Another team.
Another team I like.
It's exciting, interesting.
There's nothing in the West that's not fun.
Except the Spurs.
Yeah.
Ricky Rubio.
Yes.
D'Angelo Russell.
Right.
Karl-Anthony Towns.
Yeah.
Anthony Edwards, the number one pick in the draft.
I don't know about this guy, Edwards. Like,
he's averaging like 16 a game.
He may straight up stink.
He's not.
He may be like Anthony Bennett.
He's a little weird because he doesn't really, like, he doesn't like a real position.
You remember when you got
I think D'Angelo Russell might be the most overrated player in the game.
He was really good on the Nets.
He's a good stats, bad team guy. I think that'll be his career.
You remember a time when a number one or number two pick was a superstar? Like, it hasn't been for a couple of years since Zion.
I mean, Zion was only 2 years ago.
I know, but this year's draft doesn't feel like it, and last year's draft didn't feel like it. So if we don't get anybody next year, we're in a real slump here.
I guess.
We haven't had a good...
Who's the most exciting rookie right now? Because LaMelo Ball was like the big hype.
LaMelo Ball's not even getting minutes.
He was awful last night against the Nets.
He's not
every
even...
Every play he made was a turnover.
He's not even getting minutes.
Haliburton is I think Edwards is... Wiseman's the best rookie right now.
And he's just...
on a bad team.
He's blah.
Yeah. It's not exciting.
He's a right solid now. Player. He's
Zion,
blah.
Zion's amazing.
I mean,
year.
I don't know.
Was Zion last year or 2 years ago?
No, not last year.
Yeah, last year. So you're removed.
Zion wasn't.
2019.
Zion was a rookie last year? Okay.
See, but it was just the longest year
of our
life. It was
just the longest year, yeah. Right. I'm confused.
I think you're only a year off, but like, Edwards could still be good.
Okay.
What's the deal with Towns, Mitch?
I hope he is.
What's the deal with Towns?
There's so much talent.
Towns was supposed to be Anthony Davis.
He can be. Not even close. I mean, the talent's there. I don't know. Maybe the franchise is not developing it properly.
Okay. I'm going to do something.
And Towns is out now. Like I said.
Exercise with you. Rank these big men for me.
Okay.
Towns. Anthony Davis.
Yep.
Bam Adebayo.
Right.
Karl Anthony Towns.
Right.
And give me one more. Give me one more big one. Joel Embiid. Wow. Rank these big men.
It's a good four.
Anthony Davis.
That's number one.
Joel Embiid. Bam Adebayo. Karl Anthony Towns.
I think at this point you're going Davis, Adebayo, Embiid, and Towns.
Right. So Towns is four. I agree. I you could argue between Adebayo and Embiid. Right. Towns is fourth.
I don't even think you could argue at this point with the...
And Jokic. Give me Jokic in there.
Nah, Jokic is behind Davis.
He's behind Davis, but he's better than the other guys.
Yeah, he's a franchise corner.
What I'm starting to say is that... I'm talking about five or six good centers.
Yeah.
And Towns is at the bottom of that list.
You know what happens?
Adebayo's better than Towns.
Yes. You know what happens?
It's weird.
You know what happens? When you have the talent and you have the stats and you have no success and it happens year after year after year, your time passes you by.
Yeah, you're the best player on a crappy team every single season.
It's not there for you anymore.
Nobody wants to watch that.
Right. Mm-hmm. And then like...
He hasn't asked for a trade. What's happening?
So there you go. That's
not going to happen.
That's an excellent point. I was just going to say, a guy like Towns would get absolutely crushed because Minnesota is like his home, whatever. If he asked for a trade now, he would get crushed, but his career may absolutely die if he doesn't leave there.
Except... You're not getting me help. You're supposed to be the guy.
So that's another conversation.
You know what I'm saying? Like, Harden could argue. First of all, Harden had everyone catered to him. I'm trying to give an example. Like, you want out of Minnesota, Jimmy Butler. You want out of whatever, Anthony Davis, out of at least no one's made the playoffs with Davis on that Pelicans team. Towns hasn't done anything in Minnesota.
But Davis did the same thing. He said, oh, I need help. But you're supposed to be the best player in the league.
At least they made the playoffs a couple of years. D'Angelo Russell was supposed to be that help. How good is he?
This is related to a conversation we had about 10 minutes ago in this pod about Steph Curry. At a certain point, it becomes evident that you are not the best player on a championship team. Then maybe you get a chance to be the second or third best player on a team.
Right.
But if you don't get that chance, you'll never know. But maybe Steph Curry's at that point now. He's not good enough to be the best player on a championship team.
I guess what I'm trying to say is that talent, when you watch the guy play,
talent-wise, right.
He's up there in the top 10 in the league in talent.
Right.
Like, you watch him play, like, this guy is incredibly athletic for 7 footers, could score from anywhere in the court.
Let me give you an example.
And they never win.
Let me give you an example. Let's say you swapped out Towns with Nurkic in Portland, and you put McCollum, Lillard, and Towns on a team. Is that team going to win the title?
No.
They might. I mean.
No, but Nurkic is a role player.
He's good.
Towns. Towns is supposed to be an all-star.
That's what I'm telling you. If Towns became the second or third best player on the team.
So you're saying he's just not...
He's not good enough to be
a top 20 guy. He's a top 30 guy.
Right. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Right, so
he could be a great player.
That's what Butler's been saying,
You could be a great player that's the 35th best player in the league.
Right.
If Towns goes to Dallas and plays with Luka?
Right. Perfect. That's a good one.
Because Luka's better than him, obviously.
What I'm saying is that Towns is supposed to be getting the help now.
Yeah.
He's getting Russell.
Right.
And he's getting Anthony Edwards, and then we're taking the draft.
You just told me that Russell's not that good.
I think Russell stinks.
Okay, and Anthony Edwards is not that good.
Who knows, Anthony
Let's
Edwards.
Do that, Stan. Can you and I get Towns to Luka? Can we get Towns to Dallas?
What the heck are they trading? Yeah, I mean, he signed a 5-year extension. He'll be a free agent in 2 years, probably. That's a damn shame that Anthony Towns is not.
Can I get Karl Anthony Towns to go play with John Morant?
His mom died. He had an awful offseason. It was a really bad.
Can I get Towns to go to play with Morant in Memphis? I want to see Towns with an elite player. I want to see Towns as an elite player.
I always thought Towns and Wall would play together.
Let's say D'Angelo Russell is not as good as Ja Morant. He's not as good as all these guys.
Right.
Yeah, he's clearly a step behind.
I mean, you loved him on the Nets.
He's good. He's a cute story.
He had a good run.
He's not Kyrie Irving.
No.
He's not Kyrie Irving.
Not Kemba Walker. He's not anything.
Yeah.
All right, so the West is so loaded. We went through all 15 teams. I want to agree on 8 playoff teams, at least get close. Lakers, Clippers, Denver, Utah, Portland. 5, 100% in.
Yeah.
Dallas, are we saying in?
Let's keep him out for now.
Phoenix?
Yes, put him in.
Phoenix is hidden?
Yeah.
6. New Orleans?
Keep him out for now? Let's get Dallas above New Orleans.
Okay, so 7. New Orleans, tell me which team is making it. That New Orleans, Houston, Memphis, Golden State.
Let's put New Orleans in, man. Let's keep the rest of them out.
Houston, I guess we don't know what's
going to happen. Who knows what's going to happen there?
If Harden's there the whole year, they're
going to have to. They have to.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Right. So let's assume no Houston, no Memphis, no Golden State, no Sacramento, no San Antonio, no OKC, no Minnesota.
Yeah, that sounds right.
West, let's wrap this up. How many minutes are we? 50-something? West Finals and those teams, Lakers, Clippers, Nuggets, Utah, Portland, Dallas, Phoenix, New Orleans.
Let's shake it up. Let's say Nuggets and Utah.
Really?
Let's pretend. You're done with the
Lakers.
Let's pretend. I don't want to see him. I've seen enough of him. It's time for some new blood.
I don't see any way that the Lakers are not. I have Utah versus LA. I think we're both on Utah this year.
Okay. I mean, I liked Utah last year. They didn't prove me right, so. I think we both agree. I think we both agree the Clippers are
done. Are you telling me it's Denver versus Brooklyn in the finals? It's too small, Mark.
I think Brooklyn would destroy them. But
so you picked the Brooklyn to win the East, didn't you?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Denver versus Brooklyn? Or you really want to change it? Make it real.
Let's say Brooklyn and the Lakers.
Brooklyn versus LA.
Brooklyn,
that's
LA.
That's a hell of a finals. LeBron versus Durant. One more
time. Kyrie versus LeBron.
Oh, my God.
Kyrie and Durant versus LeBron and Davis.
I'm going to say Lakers, LA versus Milwaukee. I don't know. I'm staying on Milwaukee. Champion?
Brooklyn Nets, man.
Okay. I'll take the Lakers again. Even though
Stan, tell me if you've watched the Nets. Tell me that doesn't look like a team that could win a title. Their offense is fluid.
What I found is that every possession, Harris is wide open.
And he's a great shooter.
Threes.
Oh, he's a great shooter. Like,
this guy's wide open. He doesn't miss.
And LeVert's open, too.
And LeVert's open. And then what is going to hurt?
It's going to hurt.
It's a rotation guy. You don't want to lose a rotation guy.
No.
And I think DeAndre Jordan's terrible.
Oh,
I don't understand. He's washed. I understand.
Jared Allen's playing down the stretch. Okay, he's playing more minutes. He's playing 25 minutes a game. He's playing more minutes.
And Kyrie healthy is a joy.
I can tell you this much. Kyrie's beautiful.
As annoying as he is, he's a joy to watch.
Kyrie's beautiful. And Kevin Durant on a nightly basis.
Oh, he's automatic.
It's indescribable.
Nobody makes it look easier.
It's so beautiful.
It's too easy for him.
Let me tell you my favorite Kevin Durant shot. Fakes the three, everyone bites. He goes to like 8 to 10 feet away on the side, on the elbow. He makes that shot. It's a layup.
He never touches the rim.
It's so beautiful, Stan.
We previewed the West, Mitch. I think we're all high on the Lakers. We're all down on the Clippers.
Yeah.
We'd like to see somebody else compete. Utah, Denver, whoever.
Yeah.
MVP of the NBA. We got Doncic. Is it too obvious?
Yeah, I don't know. Let's just say Doncic.
Yeah, it makes sense.
It seems like it's going to be.
22 MVP. Look out. Ceiling's going to be ridiculous.
Yeah.
Take us home.
Like Greg Popovich watching all this talent in the West and having had his best days behind him, I no longer want to be here.
TKS Capital Solutions.